Their analyst, Yogi Roth, joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Yogi, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thanks for being flexible, guys. Appreciate it. Looking forward to chatting about the game.
Yeah, no problem. We were, we were really hard when ASU made that hire of Herm Edwards. We laughed it off. We thought it was ridiculous. We thought Ray Anderson was just going good old boys network. I mean, Herm hadn't coached in college in almost 30 years, the NFL in almost 10 years. We did. I mean, we were at the forefront here locally of just ripping that hire. But Herm said, you know, there's room for everybody on the train, and we are on that train right now. He's done a fantastic job. What stands out to you about what Herm Edwards has done in such a short time at ASU?
A lot. You know, I think a lot more people are hopping on the train. I think I probably start there. I think intrinsically what I love and appreciate most is, and I talked about it on the Pac-12 networks this week, is that when anybody comes to meet with him, a player specifically, or someone on his staff, he always says they need to leave here with hope. And as a former athlete, a lot of times you meet with a coach, it's because you're not playing. You know, you're bummed. It ain't going well. And I think Herm, he's always said it, like, I look at the game like a player because he was one. Every coach says that because most coaches have played for the most part. But he lives it, man. And you walk around here, and I'm literally on the – I'm at the 50 right now at Sun Devil Stadium. And it's just light. You know, like, things are hard, and that's okay in terms of working and training and getting ready for a game. But it's never heavy. And I think when you look at that and you watch the team last week with two true freshman O-linemen and a true freshman quarterback, which no one in the country is doing that has that type of combination. You watch a team played so many freshmen a year ago, 28 redshirt or true freshmen this year. It's not that big of a deal in terms of it's the most intense thing in the history of planet Earth. And I think I believe that's all from him. You know, he sets that. He talked to us an hour ago about how he doesn't allow his coaches to coach scared, and he doesn't allow his players to play scared, and that's because of his tone. And I just believe that's unique in college football to live it, not just say it. And this guy's a star, man. Like I think ASU has a steal. You know, you look at other programs around the country, and I think a lot of them would want to have someone like Herm Edwards and the structure that they've created here.
I think the thing that I underestimated the most about Herm Edwards is we're getting ready for ASU in Colorado tomorrow night on the Pac-12 Network. Yogi Roth joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. I think the thing I underestimated the most was the star power, like that Herm Edwards is in my living room talking to me. Oh, and by the way, there's Marvin Lewis, and oh, by the way, there's Antonio Pierce, and oh, by the way, that, you know, I didn't know if 18-year-old kid would connect with the guy that he grew up to seeing on his TV telling him about football. I wasn't sure if that was going to work the way they thought it would. And clearly that is working very, very well for Herm and Marvin and Antonio, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think generally, yes. But I think when you talk to him, you get that it's so much more. Like, he wasn't just an analyst on television. He was a great analyst on television. I mean, we just got done talking to him about the work he did at Cronkite School, you know, and he's going to, I think, teach some classes in the spring around storytelling. And you think about motivating young men, and I'm around this game and kids all the time. It's really, I think college football is 75% effort. And effort is generated by an aspiration to play and compete with the people next to you. And that's led by the voice, which is the position coach, coordinator, and of course the head coach. And he's masterful there. And then you really think about it. And, you know, I've been in TV for over 10 years now. And when you're doing this gig, you get to be around so many special leaders. So you get to cultivate, you know, your toolbox in so many different ways, not only from coaches, but executives, et cetera. And here was Herm Edwards, two-time NFL head coach, rock star personality, motivational speaker. Like, think of the rooms he was in when he was out. And I'm sure you guys have talked to him about it. I've talked to him about it a ton. And now he's putting it all together as an older guy who really is about making the game better versus advancing his own career, or just so caught up in the minutia of being a head coach, which a lot of guys are because it's maybe the first time. I just think his poise and the way that he practices it every day. And there's real principles around it. It's not like kids are running amok. Like, there's a real big-time discipline here. But it's allowing the players to be themselves within that. And I think Kevin Mawai said it brilliantly in his Hall of Fame speech. And I think that the players are a reflection of Herm saying, hey, be you, but be you within the confines of this program, and that's a special thing.
Yogi Roth from the Pac-12 Network's our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. He's actually at Sun Devil Stadium right now. They'll have the game tomorrow on the Pac-12 Network, ASU versus Colorado. Let's talk about this game, because Herm, earlier in the week, talked about the dangers of this game. Just like last year, coming off a Michigan State win, that team lost four of their next five. How hard will ASU have to work to guard against what happened a year ago coming off a big win against Michigan State?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to be an issue around, like, handling the hype. I think it's just a team that's still developing, and they have to handle a good opponent. Now, I think this is, you know, other than tonight, it's the best game in the Pac-12 this weekend in terms of competitive. And these teams are really evenly matched. And you reference LaVisca Chenault, what he did last year, four touchdowns. It's going to be fun to watch him. I think he's the best player in this conference. And I don't even think it's close. We're talking about, you know, non-quarterbacks. Like, Herbert clearly is an elite talent, but Visca's going to be top 15 pick. I mean, he's looks like an outside backer. You know, he runs like a gazelle, and he's as physically gifted as anybody in the Pac-12, let alone the country. So it won't be easy. I look at ASU, and they're going to have to protect better. They're going to have to run the football. You know, and I just think that that's a reality. You know, you look at them last week, you know, didn't get a touch until, I think, midway through the second quarter. And I get why. They only had 11 snaps in the first quarter, you know, first and foremost, just the way that the game was flowing. But even more so, you know, they're trying to figure it out on the O-line. So, finally, they're going to get the same offensive line 2 weeks in a row. You look at the freshmen that they have, at left tackle, right guard. They've got high ceilings. And I think with experience, they'll just gain – so game productivity. So I think they should be able to run the ball. They're going to have to. They're going up against a team that struggled running the football, the team that created a bunch of turnovers. So offensively, if it's me, I'm running the ball and I'm opening up a little bit with Jaden Daniels. I think you got to take some shots down the field in this ball game, just to stretch the defense, just to use your athletes and say that, hey, we're not afraid to do that. And I think that this is probably right on schedule with that type of methodology offensively. When you look at Jaden's first two games, getting into the system, what they had to do to beat Michigan State, which was shorten up the game, make it a quote-unquote NFL-type game and win it late. So now I think we'll see more and more of who they are, because they're going up against an offense that's going to score. And yeah. Danny Gonzalez's defense is big time. I love the scheme. I love the personnel. But college football is about scoring. Teams do score. The game's built. Even you look at penalties and the way games are called for offenses to score. And they're going to have to score points, because I think Colorado will.
Yogi, leave me with this. A lot of people may not know this about you, but you were roommates with Larry Fitzgerald in college. You played at the University of Pittsburgh with Larry. Is there any part of his success, his longevity, that surprises you, having known him from his college days?
Whew, not really. You know, I mean, Andy Lee was my roommate too, so I feel like I got the Cardinals covered here in town. But I don't know. I always go back to I'll never forget Larry's first game of his career. He's a freshman, and I was like, they give you, you know, every college does this, like somebody is your big brother, and I was Larry's. You know, basically, I teach him the offense and kind of show him around. That was exactly what my role was, and that's what I did, and basically just coached him up to take my job was pretty much exactly what they tasked me to do. Then the first game in, and we put our warm-ups on, we go to meet our family, and we go to do interviews, et cetera, et cetera, and he puts a suit on. And I walked over to him, and I was like, yo, dude, you don't have to put a suit on. You're good. And he looks at me and goes, nah, people are going to know exactly what I'm about from day one. And every post-game, and now it's not always just a suit or a three-piece suit. Like, he's always looking stylish. But the point being, when you think of Larry Fitzgerald, you think Hall of Famer, first ballot, but you also think of class. You think of the guy who's organized. He's somebody who's dramatically respectful. That's him. You know, so I'm not surprised by that. You know, I remember visiting him as a rookie, and every year when I get a game, we try to connect if our schedules align. I would like to easily catch up because we've stayed in touch over the years. And if you said, would he have played, what is this? This year, like 17?
So, yeah. 16? 17 years.
Something crazy like that. I probably wouldn't have said that. I don't know if he would have said that, to be quite honest. But yeah. He's everything that's right about the game. And I love everything he's doing. I just hope they can get some more wins.
Yogi, we appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by for a few minutes. Have a good call tomorrow night, and I hope we talk to you in the future.
Always, brother. Always. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Yogi Roth from the Pac-12 Network, our guest on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, Coulter Cadillac.